with Coach Ernie Kuntz of the Upper St. Clair Panthers. Your team gave it quite a run in the second half. Proud of the way your team battled back?
Sure. Man, I wish we'd have come out with that kind of intensity in the first half. Hempfield was just two steps ahead of us, you know, going for loose balls, going for loose rebounds. They were just a more aggressive team, and they shot really well in the first half.
What was the difference for your team during the run that you had in the second half?
I think the defensive intensity picked up, and they felt that, and that helps to generate the offense. That's why we started scoring a little more, because we were able to make some steals and get into some transition in the full court.
Individually speaking, Constance Raftis had a terrific second half, some outside shooting, battled down low. What can you say about her play?
Oh, she came out really well. I mean, I'm really proud of her. You know, senior, I'm glad that, you know, she had her last game that, you know, she can look back and say she did well.
Quite a few of your players will be returning next season. Looking forward to what you have in store next year?
There's always next year. You know, you feel sorry for the four seniors that we have. They're going to move on to bigger and better things in college. To the rest of the kids and our upcoming ninth graders and, you know, upcoming eighth graders and so forth, hey, this is where it's at. This is what you work for.
DeAndre Conwell was out tonight, of course, with a leg injury. If you could give us the status on her leg at this point.
Yeah, we think that it's going to be a short one. They didn't think it is as bad as what we had thought. So we're hoping to get her back maybe September, October, get her ready for next year.